Hello, everyone. I'm laughing because I'm looking at this microphone that's kind of blocking. Alex, I can't even see you. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host, as we shift into the travel section of the show. This travel hour, the first hour just kind of went like flew by. Lots of fun. We didn't have any, I didn't give any prizes away because we were just so darn busy. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Hey, Alex.
Hi there.
Oh, there. Now I can see you. Before, yeah. I couldn't see you because it's the whole mic in front of you was just blocking out your face, and that was kind of making me laugh. We had Jimmy Fitzgerald on the first hour of the show to tell us about all the things happening with the Garden Jam Music Festival and over at the BNP Paribas Open and all over town. And now, like I say, we are going to head on into the travel genre. He loves that word, genre. Yeah. Okay, so what do we have? This portion of the this show is presented in part by... Let us see here. I have all these Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Love where you live. So they have such a perfect area over there. I don't know if any of you have noticed out there all the butterflies. I put a post on Instagram and Facebook yesterday. There are butterflies everywhere in the valley right now. They are the monarch butterflies. And there's millions of these 2-inch butterflies can be found, well, they say all over the world, but just about millions you're going to be seeing here in the Coachella Valley. Have you noticed those, Alex?
I did. Unfortunately, I hit one with the car.
Oh.
I know. I felt so bad because I started seeing them. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then, yeah, I had a rough time after that. I felt bad.
Me too. That's the where I am talking. Jack and I were going somewhere yesterday, and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying not to hit the butterflies. And I feel really bad every time one flies in front of the truck, and I'm thinking, oh, you poor, and they're so cute out there, so pretty, they're everywhere. And I don't know if a lot of people noticed it, because I mentioned it, and if people went, huh? And I went, those are butterflies all over.
They're everywhere. How do you not see them? It's tons.
Tons, I know. And so all of us that are trying to avoid hitting the butterflies with our cars, we better watch out. We're going to end up causing an accident. So I know we don't mean to. We have to wipe the guilt away from our brain. But yeah, that's funny. I'm so glad someone else admitted to it. Thought it was just me.
I took the hit for that one.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I thought, oh, am I strange or what? Let's see, what else? And something else that has nothing to do with travel, but who knows? You might have an interest in this. Kylie Jenner bought a 1-acre track at the Madison Club.
Yeah, I go onto Facebook and read comments just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a lot of negative comments about that.
Because I don't watch anything that they do, but I thought, I know tons of millions of people do, and they follow everything that they do. And I guess they already have a piece of property or a house or something over there at the Madison Club. Yeah. I'm sure the neighbors just love that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that when they're not recording stuff, it's probably a very, very quiet, environment. Like, good, at least that family is. Because I'm pretty sure that all the crazy stuff's just for the camera.
Well, true. A lot of it is for the camera. So that's the big news. That's it right there. Okay, what else is going on? I have some even better news. How is that? Traveling with Françoise, the TV show, is going to be aired on Hulu as well. So you can watch it on Fox and find it on Hulu. So
it's exciting.
It is exciting. I don't think... I don't even... That hasn't really even soaked in how great that can be. And also, when I switch it over to Artifacts and Arts Across America, that all that's just going to tie in together. I have so many things right now in different directions that are, I'm waiting for them all to sort of fall together. You know how that goes in life? Mm-hmm. You just have to keep constantly looking and working on different projects, as with Fitz we talked about in the first hour of the show. And then at some point, they all start falling together. So I can't wait till that happens. I'm still waiting for the ID number from the IRS for the nonprofit, the tax ID number.
Mm.
So I can't really do anything now. I'm at a stage with that until I get that, and then I can go. But I am doing something this week. Well, I am doing something this week. This week I'm going to go over to Kaweah Desert Academy, and cameraman Steve and I, we're going to talk to their entertainment media class there and talk to them about what we do on the radio and television.
That's going to be a great experience for all of them.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm hoping we're going to show a little video, and we're going to try to keep it fun. Actually, cameraman Steve's going to be filming some things. Going to be filming the class while I'm doing it. He's going to talk a little bit to him. He's going to bring his gigantic camera and then his little handheld Osmo thing that takes incredible pictures as well. So I am excited, and all that is really to go along with the nonprofit, because I want to get to be able to spread the word about small towns, museums, and get to that middle age, you know, the middle grade, middle school there, and talk to these kids and let them know that there's so much opportunity out there. And actually, Alex, you've given me some great pointers, too, when you were talking about needing a degree to get into television and mm-hmm. whatnot. So
it's very competitive.
Yeah, very, very competitive. So a lot of things going on this week in my world, folks, and I'm sure in your world as well. The weather's beautiful out there. BMP has started. Lots going on in the world of travel. Yesterday on KESQ, I was not there. I'll be there next week. I just took a little bit of a time off, and I'm not sure where we're going yet. I'll figure that out. The May trip to Mount Rushmore is sold out, but ACT, they have so many trips going on. In fact, they're going next weekend to Lobster Town, right outside of Ortega's, right outside of Rosarita Beach.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going to spend a night in Rosarita Beach, the hotel. They have two weekends where they're doing this. In fact, like I said, Steve and Lala will be on the show, I think, the 17th. Yeah. To talk a little bit what's going on with adult customized tours. So they have many, many trips going. In fact, they're going to Egypt. They were going to go to Mount Rushmore, but now they're going to Egypt. Because they had a couple more people that wanted... They have a waiting list, actually, for Mount Rushmore. And Steve and Lala said, well, you know, it's our company. We can probably go to Mount Rushmore anytime. So we're going to let a couple more people that want to go. Because they only could get so many airline seats and so many hotel rooms. And that's the deal. That's why we're capped at 40. Because of the amount of seats on the... Whatever. On the airlines and the hotel rooms.
That's cool that they do that, though. Give more people the experience No, right. Have you been to Rosarito before?
We used to go there all the time. In fact, I had some furniture made in Rosarito Beach, and yeah.
So awesome. And then the seafood there, lobster, man, so good.
I know. So if you want to go, I think they still have some seats left on the 10th. You have to call ACT at 760-322-1247 or go to the Traveling with Francois website and look for it there. And their information, all our sponsors' information is on the website. And get used to using that website, folks, because there probably might be some changes here on Traveling with Francois on where you're going to be able to find me and Alex. And whether it's going to be online or who knows what. But in order to keep up with it all, I'm trying to just, you know, don't panic. I'm still going to be out there. Still going to be on TV. Still going to be doing this and all sorts of things. But please use that website, travelingwithfrancois.com. Check it out, and the Facebook page and the golf show Facebook page, because I'll keep you updated on what is going on. So we're just expanding in a lot of different ways, and I want to make sure that you know about it. So there you go. All right, let's see. I think that is really about it for opening of the show. Why don't we step aside for a moment, and when we come back, we're going to jump right into travel. Lots of things happening in the world of travel. We do have on the show later on Commander Whetstone from the Blue Angels to find out about their free show. You can travel down to El Centro and see it. Happens this March. Great show. So much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I'm Francois Rhodes, your host. Right, we do have two admission tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st. They are good for any day. And I don't have the tickets in hand yet. When I get them, I will mail them out to you. All right. I want our winner from last week to know that. So if you would like to go to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, a beautiful venue in itself right there. Hang out for the day. And we're going to have Diane's going to be joining us in the next week or so to tell us a little bit about it. Give us a call, or actually give Alex a call at 760-440-8255. That is 760-440-8255 for two admission tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Tennis Gardens, at Indian Wells Tennis Gardens on March 29th through 31st. All right, so the lines are open. 760-440-8255, and I will mail those out to you. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Cabot's Pueblo Museum. That is in Desert Hot Springs. They have so many amazing things going on right there. Of course, they had their cultural weekend last weekend. Lots of people were out there. Remember, the museum, courtyard, outer buildings, trading post, and water gallery are free and open to the public during regular museum's hours. For the tour of the house there, you do need to pay. So, okay, just so you know, what is going on up there. You can go to the website, CabotsMuseum.org. And I know there's I have a lot of contests online on the contest page, and I need to pick a few of those winners. I will get that done this weekend as well. So not to worry, just a lot of stuff going on. All right, timeline for travel. The 30 and 40-somethings of the U.S. are more willing to postpone home buying, marriage, and kids for, you guessed it, travel. In fact, solo travelers within this age range, dubbed the next retirees, view heading to new areas of the world as their number one priority, with marriage and career coming in second and third. So, Alex, you're almost right there in that 30 to some. I think you're getting closer to that somewhere.
Don't
in there.
Remind me.
Well, it happens. You can't stop it. So just give into it and go with it. But I find this very interesting, that how much they are willing to give up for travel. What do you think when you hear this?
I agree, and I feel the same way. And I think it goes back. We've had this conversation before, that my generation, you know, millennials, mm-hmm. People think that we're, you know, complaining a lot. But we're the ones that do have to go to school longer. We're the ones that have to invest more in our future, mm-hmm. and in this time that we're investing, typically we don't get to do the things that, you know, 30 years ago 18, 19, 20 year olds were able to do right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, then that's pretty much the typical situation modern day. So of course, after going to school from kindergarten until, you know, early to mid 20s,
yeah,
you want to go ahead and enjoy
yourself,
yeah, a little bit. And you know, there's all those things about college parties and stuff, but that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. We want to do more in terms of going outside.
Yeah. You want to experience some things instead of just going to school. Even that is an experience. But mm-hmm. Well, it says here that 54% of those surveyed would rather invest in experiences than save for a house. 44% say they would like to have amazing experiences before getting married or having kids. Mm-hmm. 62% say they've either taken a solo leisure trip this past year or have considered booking one, and 84% say they wouldn't think twice about spending $4,000 on an epic travel opportunity.
Yeah.
Interesting. And the price of weddings and all that today is just so crazy. I mean,
do you know what the average wedding is here in the U.S.? Like how much it costs?
Let's see. I think I talked about this quite a bit. I'm going to say I'm probably way off. $30,000, something like that?
It's a little bit less. It's about $25,000.
Yeah. That's a lot. Do you know what you could do with $25,000?
Oh, yeah. You could buy a brand new car.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a down payment on a, I don't know, travel the world, whatever. But anyway, so there is a lot of different views now about traveling for the 30s and 40-somethings out there. All right, Southwest Airlines, the FAA approves Hawaii flights. Yes, Southwest Airlines said it has received FAA approval to begin its long-awaited Hawaii flight. So it will announce details on ticket sales and inaugural flights in the coming days. So congratulations to Southwest. Also Southwest, well, here you go. No bag fees, no problem. Southwest Airlines takes in $642 million in 2018 on ancillary fees. Yes, collected on just all sorts of regular fees that they have. The ancillary fees include in-flight Wi-Fi, alcoholic beverages, pet fees, unaccompanied minor fees, baggage fees of all sorts. But the biggest source of fee revenue for Southwest is its 10-year-old early bird check-in option. For $15, $20, or $25 one way per person, depending on the route, passengers who buy the early bird check-in get a higher position in Southwest boarding line. There
I like
you
it.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, people are going to go to airlines that charge a little bit less. And if there's no, you know, bag fees, then obviously that's going to be the option, especially when, you know, the price is on par with everybody else.
Yeah, I've flown Southwest a few times, and I had no problem there. And I don't ask for much. I like to sit in the window by the window if I can. But I still feel, though, board the back of the plane first. And then work all the way up to the front and let those, because those people in first class, they're going to have their seats anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a big deal. They already have their own overhead bins and stuff. Let them board last.
Yeah.
And they don't have to have all those people walk by them and stare at them and think, well, I wish I had that seat. Yeah. All right. Okay. In other industry news, after a decade of astronomical growth in Chinese visitors to the U.S., the trend ground to a halt in 2018. Remember I told you that right here in the Coachella Valley, they were spending lots and lots and lots of tourism dollars on the Chinese travel market because they felt that's what's going to boom here big. It did for a little while. I don't think quite as big as what they thought, but Chinese travel to the U.S. was flat after registering annual growth of 23% over the last 10 years, partly due to trade tensions between the two countries, said the World Travel and Tourism Council. China accounts for 4% of total U.S. visitors, but 11% of all spending. Despite no increase in international visitors from China, the United States in 2018 continued to be the world's largest travel and tourism economy in terms of contribution to the gross domestic product. The World Travel and Tourism Council found that travel and tourism contributed almost $1.6 trillion, or 7.8% to the U.S. GDP in 2018, a 2.2 increase year over year. They say it shows that the direct, indirect, and induced impact of travel and tourism in the U.S. accounted for 15.6 million jobs and $198.8 billion in spending, $198.8 billion in spending by international visitors. And that is a 0.9% increase. That's a lot.
It kind of helps when you're looked at it as a friendly and hospitable country.
Yes.
And when people want to come here, it benefits a lot of people. Millions of people benefit from tourism.
The tourism industry is so huge. It's beyond our scope now of what goes on behind the scenes. People, they don't even have a clue. All right. Dutch government wrinkles French air with Air France KLM Investment, stating that it wants more say in how the airline group is run. The Dutch government increased the stake to 12.68%, nearly on par with the French government's 14.3%, so they're kind of fighting over Air France. Sun Country Airlines to link Las Vegas and Anchorage. Saturday service is expected to start on May 18th, with additional nonstops beginning June 5th. So there you go. Vegas, you know, their international airport is really becoming an international airport. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have flights coming in now from around the world straight to Vegas, and that, of course, helps everything going on in Vegas.
Yeah, I think Vegas, a lot of people think Vegas is big as it is, but they don't realize how much it's growing.
Yes.
And there's a big difference in, you know, how big it is and the actual rapid growth. In the last 10 years, it's grown a significant amount, where now you have a lot of middle-class families moving in because it's affordable.
Right.
And there's a lot of jobs opening up. Now, their water, you know, situation might be a little bit complicated in the next few years, but if they settle that, then sky's the limit for Vegas.
And it's not the gambling that has caused this increase. It's the conventions. It's all these huge conventions that are going in there, the entertainment value that they're bringing in besides the gambling. Look at when they were going to rip out the golf course, and now they've decided to keep the golf course after everything and add another hotel there as well. So, I mean, it's just this, the convention scene over there is humongous at any one time. I can't even imagine how many conventions are going on in Las Vegas. So just that, and the business opportunities out there, and they have plenty of land on the outskirts of town, so they have lots of room for growth. Okay, and let's see. Cunard to sell a full Alaska season in 2020. Round-trip outings on the newly updated Queen Elizabeth leave from Vancouver and range from 9 to 12 nights. And U.S. Airlines expected to carry more than 800 million passengers on domestic flights this year, and credit card debt levels exploding. We can expect airfare savings to be increasingly important in the months ahead to help travelers make the best decisions for their wallets. WalletHub today released a report about the best frequent flyer programs. Delta SkyMiles is the best frequent flyer program for the fourth straight year. The average airline rewards program gives frequent flyers up to 12% off their airline spending, and they're all free to join. Hawaiian Airlines offers the most rewards, value at $21.29 per $100 spent. Alaska Airlines comes in second with $18.12 in rewards per $100 spent. Three of the largest airlines are offering more rewards in 2019 than 2018, sweetening the pot by an average of 13%. And Delta Airlines and JetBlue Airways are the only two major airlines whose miles do not expire because of inactivity. So keep all this in mind when you're looking for those frequent flyer miles. They really add up. I know people that can travel around the world two or three times with the use of credit card for everything, and get those miles. And then they feel bad when they're not using them. And sometimes I notice they hoard them. Oh, I have a gazillion thousand miles. Well, why don't you use them? Oh, no. Well, what are you waiting for? I don't know. Use them. That's what you have them for. I don't know. It's kind of funny. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside shortly. When we come back, I think, did our lieutenant happen to call us?
Yeah. So he'll be calling back in a minute right now.
Okay, great. We have Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone. He'll be calling us from El Centro out there. We're from the Blue Angels. We're going to talk about the air show coming up on March 16th. It is a free show. Stick around. Hear all about it and so much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. We are in the travel hour of the show, and I am so excited to once again bring up the Blue Angels Air Show happening on March 16th, the 49th annual air show, Wings Over the Desert. Of course, we've talked about my adventure flying in a Blue Angels performance jet. It was incredible. I don't know if it was life-changing, but it was a life experience unmatched. Joining us today on the line is Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone. Hi, Commander.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
I am great, thanks. How's it going out there in El Centro today?
It's going pretty good.
Now, you have had a lot of events going on. I think this weekend you had a big dinner there at the base?
We did.
And?
Desert Outing. It's a Navy League sponsored event there on the base. Blue Angels participate in it, and what it is a lot of Boy Scouts come out to the base. They camp out throughout the night, then they have breakfast and lunch the next day, and they get to watch the Blue Angels do a kind of like a private show for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. So many things happening out there at the base. I have been fortunate to be out there. And, of course, your big event coming up is on March 16th, the annual air show, which is free. Now, Commander Whetstone, are you a pilot for the Blue Angels? Why don't you give us a little bit of history about yourself?
No, I'm not a Blue Angel pilot. Those guys do a lot of work, and they're pretty – they're almost like rock stars, and I don't really want that, but I am a pilot, P3 pilot. this is my third tour flying, so really lucked out and being able to come back to El Centro and get to fly again. But P3s predominantly, West Coast up in Whidbey Island, Washington, East Coast in Brunswick, Maine, and Jacksonville, Florida. And then I was on the Carl Vinson for 2 years. And then I've been in El Centro for about 4.5 years now.
All right. Wow. Now, I know El Centro has a lot going on with agriculture. I mean, so much land out there, so many businesses out there. But the Blue Angels, while they're here, they are practicing almost 7 days a week. And I've been asked by this by several people, and I didn't know the answer. When we have these rains that come through, this crazy weather, the Blue Angels, are they grounded those days?
No. So it all really depends on the clouds. How high they can go, and the visibility. If they have the visibility in a certain cloud layer, they have about three or four different shows they can put on or practice to, depending on what the clouds are. Of course, their best show and their favorite show to do probably is the high show, they call. And that's when the clouds let them go up to about 15,000 feet. They can do all their aerobatic maneuvers. And then they have what's called a low show, and I'm not sure what the minimum on the clouds is, but it's probably around 3,000 feet, and they can do a low show to where they just do maneuvers where they're just turning over the base. They don't really do the high maneuvers. But so we have had quite a bit of, as I'm sure everybody has, the cloudy weather and the rainy weather, and that gives them forces them to practice their low show stuff. So it's kind of beneficial to them as well. So yeah, they practice 6 days a week, nonstop, and the rain and the clouds don't stop them one bit.
Well, it's so exciting. I was fortunate enough to be a media ride-along, and, of course, I'll never forget when my pilot was telling me that at some point those jets are only 18 inches apart. It's so hard for us to wrap our brains about that. And these shows, the performances that they do are just jaw-dropping. So let's talk about the air show coming up on March 16th at NAFL Centro. The base is open. What is the day going to include? It is a day-long event with massive crowds, and it's free to the public. So give us some highlights.
Yeah, so the base opens at about 9 a.m. in the morning. There's a lot of acts throughout the day, starting off at 9. We have a website that everybody can go to and look at, and that's www.elcentroairshow.com. Starting off at about 10:30, we have the U.S. Air Force Academy coming down from Colorado Springs. They're going to be jumping on Saturday with us. And then following that, we have Hellcat and Bearcat tribute. That was one of the first Blue Angel aircraft with the Hellcat and Bearcat. And we have Red Eagles performing, followed by Greg Coyer. Vicky Benzing's been a longtime performer at our air show, along with CAF SoCal doing the P-51 and the Zero Dogfight. And we have John Culver after that, followed by a new addition this year that we haven't had in quite a while, is the Shockwave trip coming back to go down the runway at, you know, almost 300 miles an hour. Rich Perkins in the L-39 Firecat, and then followed up by Planes of Fame F-86 and the MiG-15. And another addition to the air show this year is going to be a wall of fire. And I don't know if anybody's been have seen that, but that's where the aircraft do their simulated bombing run. And then Firewalkers International is going to be setting off a huge wall of fire for us.
Wow.
And then following that, that's the Blue Angels coming to show everybody what they could do.
And now there's a lot. There are vendors. There's different exhibits for people to see when they're there at the base all day long. And the seating, of course, the Blue Angels, most of the, of course, the aerobatics is in the air, so people are sitting down. And they have, if I recall, you do have VIP seating if people want to buy seats.
Right. So we have VIP seats, which are covered and shaded seats. We kind of sold out of those, but we opened up more seats, made some more areas for those. So we do have about 200 more tickets left for the VIP area. Those are $60 a piece. And then besides that, we have some seated areas that are $15 a piece. So there are still tickets available, covered seats, and those come with food and drinks as well.
And how many people usually, I mean, you get such a huge crowd. What's your average attendance at this air show?
I would say average attendance is about 25,000. We might be expecting more this year depending on the weather and the other events going on, but I would say around 25,000 is pretty normal.
Okay, and the type of jets that the Blue Angels fly, what are they?
Those are the F-18 Alpha and Bravo models, or Charlie and Delta models now. Just the old, they're pretty old planes, but they're pretty reliable.
Because I know I've been asked that question before as well. Now, coming out to the base, of course, NAFL Centro is not open to the public 99.9% of the time, but it is open to the public. So people can come in and they get a little bit of feel of what a community. It is such a community there on base. And I'm sure you're going to keep people in certain areas, but are there any restrictions when they're coming on to the base that people should know about?
Yeah, we have plenty of, I mean, it is federal property and it's a little bit tighter, controlled, but we do open it up to the base or to the public. We want the public to come out and see our base and see how, how we work and operate on a daily basis. But there are some restrictions. Drugs are one. Of course, you can't bring drugs. One of the new things that's allowed in California is marijuana, but federal property, you still cannot bring drugs. It's not us trying to be mean or anything, it's just enforcing the federal laws. And then, of course, anything else you can't really bring. The good thing to go to is our website. You can see a list of stuff with the frequent asked questions. And if somebody has a particular question that they want to ask, feel free to hit us up on Facebook at the NAFL Centro Base Facebook page, and we'll answer a lot of questions on there. But for the air show itself, you can't bring any really large umbrellas just because we don't want those blowing around, possibly getting over by the aircraft. And then large coolers, just for a security measure, for force protection. If you need a small cooler for a medical reason, those are perfectly fine, but large coolers are not allowed. Pets and animals are not allowed unless they're a certified service dog, of course. And then I'm not sure if we have any other restrictions, but I'm sure we do.
But it's all on the website. So it's just good to know, and people that are listening, I'm just thinking, because every year I encourage you to go out there and watch this air show. It is incredible. Now, there will be food and beverages offered during the air show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
People are worried about eating. You'll have plenty of food. And what about parking? You have so much room for parking out there.
We do, and we've taken a very strong interest in our parking plan, getting on parking and then getting off of the base. So this year, or last year, coming onto the base was pretty smooth. We got a lot of feedback from our guests, and they said coming on was really smooth. Mm-hmm. The issue was getting off. So this year, we've opened up two more exit gates to basically just cut holes in the fences at different strategic points to allow the flow to get off the base quicker. So we've taken the feedback from the people that come out to our base for the air show, and we've implemented that. So we want to make it easier for people to get off the base in a timely manner as well. So hopefully that works out better. If not, please let me know.
All right. And it's going to be, again, folks, it is an amazing show out there, and with a wide variety of military and civilian flight performances. I mean, it's something you don't want to miss, I'm sure. Do you, Commander, do you still get goosebumps when you watch those guys up there doing their show?
So you get really used to living on the base and seeing them all the time. But what I get the goosebumps for is, honestly, watching the little kids just get so excited. Or, you know, the startled look on their face, and then the smile that comes to their face when they see, you know, the Blue Angels or any aircraft like that fly. That really still gives me goosebumps. It almost gives me goosebumps just talking about it a little bit.
Oh, and that's great, because actually you see a lot of younger people when they go out to the base for the first time. They get a look at what perhaps military life might be like and the potential for them out there, because you have so many great educational programs, so many career-oriented positions for them that you are, you know, that just going to one air show can start some dreams for some young folks of what they might want to do with their life.
Yes, ma'am. And that's one of the things, you know, whenever I start looking at our air show, is I think back to the air shows that I got to go to when I was a small kid throughout the country in Ohio, Oklahoma, and remembering, you know, all the noise and the speed and just the thrill of it when I was a little kid. And it brings back those memories to me.
All right. Well, Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We will see you out there at NAF El Centro on March 16th. And gates open in the morning. You can go to the website for elcentroairshow.com. Thanks so much, and I look forward to hopefully meeting you when I'm out there.
Thank you. Yes, I look forward to meeting you. And if you'd like to, please let everybody know that we do have a food fest on Friday night beforehand, mm-hmm. where they can come out and enjoy some food and some music and some fireworks. And the Jet Shockwave is going to be putting on a show on Friday night as well.
All right, and that's at the base.
That's at the base. Gates open at, I believe, 5:30. It's on our website, but that's also open to public, free admission. Come out and have some good food and watch some entertainment with us.
Well, you can't beat it. Thank you so much again for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Francois.
All righty. Bye-bye. There you go, folks. This is a not-to-miss event happening on March 16th. Wings Over the Desert, the annual air show for the Blue Angels. They have so much going on during the day. It just gets larger and larger and larger. And the base, like itself, just going on the base, you get this sense of pride. It's really something, everyone should experience. All right. And NAF El Centro, it's what, an hour and a half maybe?
Yeah, it's about 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 90 minutes. Not a bad ride. You can go right out 86 because it's that side of the Salton Sea. I wouldn't go the other side.
Yeah, it's like if you're going over to, El Centro.
Yeah.
Yeah, El Centro, Brawley.
Yeah, right in there. So stay on the 86 and I head you right out there, and you can map quest it and stuff, and it'll get you out there. And you will, of course, you're going to see all the planes in the sky too. All right, and right now when you're out there, you're going to see the Blue Angels. They're just out there practicing all the time. And then they leave. After this air show, then they're gone. Then they're gone across the country. So take advantage of it. Okay, we're going to step aside for just a minute. When we come back, we have some more travel news right here on Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise and Francoise Rhodes, your host. So remember, make a day of it. Going out to El Centro on March 16th. On my list here, it says gates open at 8, but I didn't want to correct the lieutenant commander.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll be a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah.
8 seems a little bit late.
Yeah. So what it says here, gates open at 8. But they are very strict, though. And I mean, even though it's all open to the public, they're keeping their eye on everything. So, but it's such a fun day. March 16th, go to the website, elcentralairshow.com, and it will be on Traveling with Francoise. All right, a couple of things I want to talk about. Today, after the show, I'm going to go listen to Rick Steves. He is on, I think it's a Travel Channel. He's been traveling the world forever. He's going to be giving a lecture in Palm Springs, and I was invited, and I really, frankly, don't know that much about it, except I'm going to show up. I don't know if there's a cost for tickets, or I don't really know, but he's here in the Valley.
Well, you're going to learn a lot today.
I'm going to learn a lot, so I'll tell you all about it next week, because I was going to invite everybody, but all I know is it's going to be at the Palm Springs Hyatt Auditorium. There you go. If you want to go listen to Rick Steves, I guess you can show up and find out more there. You'll know about as much as I do when I get there. All right, something else going on right now. Thanks to Animal Samaritans. This segment of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans, animalsamaritans.org, or 760-343-3477. They wanted me to make sure everybody knows that it is coyote season right now. Yes.
Leave your pets indoors.
Exactly, because right now, frankly, they are mating and breeding and doing all these things, and they are a little bit ferocious, and they're very daring and aggressive to begin with. So they say, please, yes, first of all, spay or neuter your pet, or you might not know, because they will breed with just about anything. So be aware of that. Keep unattended cats and dogs indoors or in completely enclosed runs, especially at night. Do not assume that a fence will keep a coyote out of your backyard. Accompany your leashed pet outside. Make sure you turn on lights if it is dark to check your backyard for unexpected wildlife. They say do not put your pets out on leashes longer than 6 feet. So be careful out there.
Yeah, definitely be careful. Just be aware. Go outside with your pets if you have to. You should if you're going to let them out to go do their business.
Yeah.
Go outside with them. And we actually just had a caller update us on the price. He said he believes it's around $45 starting for the event.
For the Rick Steves.
Yeah.
And I bet that was Dan. Is that Dan?
It was.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, I didn't find out any of that. So maybe I'll see Dan over there. Yeah, so anyway. So that's for Rick Steves over at the Palm Springs High School. Okay, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. So, again, thanks to Animal Samaritans. Remember, it is coyote season. They're out and about, and they say, yell, clap your hands, blow a whistle, try to make yourself look larger if you have to with close encounters. And like I say, don't let your animals just wander around, especially when you're out hiking in the mountains now. You know, people take all these trails that we have all over the place, and they let their animals run free, and it doesn't take a coyote very long to snatch a pet.
Yeah, and most people that take out their pets are, they have their little small pets, and a coyote's significantly bigger. They're not huge, but they can... Yeah, I'll keep it at that.
I was walking the other night, and there's this fellow, kind of a big burly guy, and he had this little tiny, cutest little dog. Cute, but I could have picked it up with one hand easily and probably held it in the palm of my hand, and just such a tiny little dog. And I know. So be careful out there, folks. That's the whole point of all of that. And for more information, go to the animalsamaritans.org website or give them a call at 760-343-3477. Okay, so let's see. Of course, we know Borrego Springs Resort, they have their wildflower packages now, so take advantage of them before they sell out. ACT, they have their overnight to Rosarita Beach. In fact, I have it right here. They have one on March 17th and 18th. So the first one was sold out. This one, I think, still has some seats available. It is $195 per person. You stay at the historic Rosarita Beach Hotel. So you go, you eat, and hang around Rosarita Beach. So then you don't have to worry about any of the other stuff because they have a bus lane to get you back over the border and all that sort of stuff. And then they also have a five-day trip to Puerto Vallarta coming up, all-inclusive, and that is $9.95, and that happens in May. So 5 days to Puerto Vallarta in May. So that is a good deal as well. So again, give ACT, Adult Customized Tours, a call at 760-322-1247. Whale watching. They just showed some whales the other day. I get their videos all the time from Dana Wharf Whale Watching. There are whales out there. They're migrating back up north now. It seems like they just got done migrating back down south, but now they're turning around going back the other way with some of them with their babies. So you go out there to Dana Wharf Whale Watching and spend a couple hours out there off the point, Dana Point, and they know where the whales are. They've been doing it so long. They were the founders of whale watching on the West Coast here. So definitely check that out. All right. And what else is happening? Don't forget there's the baseball, the Cactus League, happening in Arizona right now as we speak. So if you are interested in the Cactus League, you can go to, Tempe Baseball and find out more about that. I know that's probably... it started at the end of February. It will run, we think, to the end of March. When does baseball season start?
Late March, so it's about three weeks left.
Okay, yeah. And they're all that right there in full swing, getting ready for their season. So, in fact, here, they have events till March 26th. There you go. So you still have plenty of time to go on out there. And, again, the website for that is Tempe. T-E-M-P-E baseball.com, and I have that on Traveling with Francoise. And for those of you who really love trains, I love trains, Pullman, if that rings a bell, you might be a railroad buff. Pullman Cars transformed rail travel by introducing sleeping accommodations to make long-distance travel on America's burgeoning railroad network more comfortable for those who could afford it. Well, they are having... in Chicago, the first ever national park in Chicago is going to be based around the entire Pullman Historic District. And it's going to have exhibits all about the history of the Pullman trains, their company, and they're really excited about this. It says here, events at Pullman, including the historic strike, which started there and led to over 250,000 workers striking nationwide, happened over a century ago. They're going to, like I say, have exhibits of all this and the trains. And again, it is opened by the National Park Service, but it is the Pullman Historic District, and it's going to be pretty excited. They are really excited about it because it's right there where it all happens. So if you're into trains, I would like to go there. Of course, we know me. I would just like to go everywhere. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on today's show. What are we doing next week? Next week, we have a classical concert in Desert Hot Springs to learn about, and also today's California. We'll find out about that as well. Alex, thanks for everything. Thanks to our guest, and all of you have a great week. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.